verse 26. Now, I want you to understand that the entire chapter, James, the apostle, is writing, and he's comparing works and faith. He's comparing them, the entire chapter. And then he reaches verse 26, and he kind of wanders off and gives us a mystery that is extremely crucial for your spiritual life. Which mystery I'm going to dwell on a little today. Okay? This is what he says. He goes to what I call a similitude. In other words, he's comparing works and faith. Then he reaches somewhere and says, let me stop and show you guys this particular thing to get my point across. So in verse 26, he says, For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. I say it again, he says, for as the body without the spirit is dead. For as the body without the spirit is dead. There is a mystery there that is extremely deep, that if you begin to understand it, I can assure you your life, many of the things in your life will turn around almost instantly. And so the Spirit of the Lord desires to bring you to a place of mastery where you master a thing and can be able to produce a result anytime you want it. Okay? That's the place where the Spirit of the Lord wants to take you so that you can stop running after men of God all the time. For some things. Okay? Praise the Lord. He says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. I want us to just read the first part only before the comma. 1, 2, 3, go. Okay, just say. Sing it again. Please, say it again. For as the body without the spirit is dead. Now, it's very important you understand that what James is saying here, or the Spirit of the Lord is saying through James, is that anything that is body, material, what gives it life is spirit. Amen. For as the body without the spirit is dead, or you can just say, the body without the spirit is dead. Anything in this natural world, anything that is material, anything that has come into existence, what gives it life is spirit. Praise the Lord. He doesn't say, as the human body. He doesn't say, as the human body. He says, as the body without the spirit is dead. Anything that is material on a material plane is a body. Absent of spirit, it is dead. Yeah? The body without the spirit is dead. What that means is that the spirit world is the parent world to the natural. Now, you might know this, but please, you need to hear exactly what I'm saying. The spirit world is the parent world to the natural world. Everything that has materialized, that has a materialistic form, everything has its precursor reality in the spirit realm. Amen. Now, it's just like looking at a mother, and the moment you see a child, you know automatically, even if the mother is not around, that there is a mother. Yeah? When you look at a child, you know there's a mother. Ultimately, when you see a mother, apart from Mary, the mother of Jesus, you know there was a man somewhere. Yes. Say amen. Amen. As if you don't know, eh? Yeah. So, just like when you look at a child and instantly know that there's a mother somewhere, even though the mother might be absent, the moment you see something material, you know instantly it has a parent thing in the spirit. Okay? Anything produced in the natural, absent of a spiritual influence, does not exist in the natural for long. Okay? Will I reach where I want to get? I will. Okay? Praise the Lord. It does not exist in the natural for long. Everything now, please understand that you do not just get a job. No one just randomly gets a job. No one just gets sick. No one just gets in an accident. No one just succeeds. No one just fails. There is a spiritual influence behind every natural reality. For the spirit without the body, and for the body without the spirit, is dead. Okay? Praise the Lord. Eh? Somewhere out there is someone in London having a nice job, and there's a lady somewhere in Africa without a PhD, takes herself into a hat and decides to coordinate spiritual things, makes that man mad, brings him back to Africa and makes him poor. She has no PhD, doesn't even know what biology is, but she has mastered something in the spirit. No matter how big a body is, any spirit can bring it down. Say amen.
Amen.
If that boss is carnal, let me tell you what carnal is. The Bible says that the Bible says a carnally minded person. Actually, listen to what the Bible says. John chapter 6, verse 63. The Spirit of the Lord has whispered it to me. He says, "For the spirit quickens, but the flesh profits nothing." Absolute nothing. There's nothing the flesh profits. The spirit quickens. Do you know that by the spirit, listen, you don't have to be running to be quick. You don't have to rush to be fast. Okay, let me explain. That's why later in Ecclesiastes he says that the race is not for the swift. But who then is it for? Hey, that means I can win a race without being swift. Give me the spiritual secret, Lord. Listen. Jesus, the Bible says the disciples are with him. They get into a boat and they leave him. He goes on a mountain to pray. The summation of the entire scripture is that he goes for 6 hours for prayer. And then late one night, the disciples had left 6 hours ago. He's walking on water and catches up. The Bible doesn't say he's running. He's walking on water and catches up. Spirit quickens. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The Bible says that somewhere Joshua and a group of Israelites were taken to a specific place, the city of Jericho. The walls were so big that people lived in them. But the Bible says that the Lord tells them to march around. Do nothing physical, yo, apart from marching. And then the walls come crashing down. You know the story. But listen carefully. The people at Jericho had spent so much time building a wall that is fortified, but forgot to fortify the spirit. Hey! So somehow someone can look mugged and strong from the outside. But if you, the Bible says we no longer regard men according to the flesh. You come, you look, you threaten me, you do all your witch doctors. You might say, I'm going to curse you, I'm going to curse you, I'm going to curse you. It says, he that is spiritual knows all things. That's what the Bible says. Why do you apply for a scholarship just with flesh? Why do you look for a husband just with flesh? Why do you try to go into business just with flesh? For the body without the spirit is dead. Praise the Lord.